Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. With me are my co-hosts in residency, Jaya Saxena and Matt Lipchansky. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. We're all a little riled up today. Mm-hmm. It's a little hot.
We had to take the stairs.
Walk up 6 flights of stairs to the studio.
Ugh.
And not normal flights of stairs.
No, big ones.
Very steep ones.
Big mean ones.
It is incredibly hot here in New York today. So if we're all a little extra loopy, please forgive us. We have a good topic today, though. I feel like this is one we can all relate to because literally everyone except for the smelliest hippie in all the lands and all the seas wears deodorant and has had this thing happen. You put your clothes on and you have white skid marks from your deodorant all over your clothes.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I've got some cool listener feedback to share on the subject that I'm really excited about. Yeah. Which, like, is great.
That's important.
Yeah. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat. The potato chip review podcast.
Or Chip Chat.
Sweeping.
The sister show.
The nation. Yes. Matt will have an update on Chip Chat.
Yeah.
On Chip Chat.
Yeah.
today's episode, or this week's episode of Chip Chat, is going to be our Canada chip episode. We are very, very excited. We've got some ketchup chips. We've got some pickle chips. And they all were sent down from our fine friends in Canada. And so we're going to be tasting those. Very excited. If you want to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. All right. So like I said, we're going to talk about deodorant today.
Yay.
What we are not going to talk about, however, is we're not actually going to talk about pit stains, because that's a different episode. And we got to do that episode at some point. But for right now, we're going to focus just on the deodorant skid mark problem. Because, like, it is real.
It is a problem.
You're calling them skid marks also. You think skid mark is a multidisciplinary word for different parts of the body. It's not a separate word for what's going on in the pits.
In my line of work, it is... It's a multitasker of a word.
Sure.
But they are skid marks.
Now, like, I'm not disagreeing. I was just asking questions. This is like a very Socratic.
It's the Socratic method of podcasting.
Yeah, or I'm asking you questions.
Did you learn that in The Secrets of Podcasting?
Yeah, I read the book Secrets of Podcasting, audio blogging.
For the masses.
By Bart G. Farkas.
Yeah.
Farkas.
We're going to be talking about
Bart G. Farkas.
Bart is also Canadian, and so we are going to be talking about
copyright 2006.
And the secrets of podcasting on Chip Chat. We are also on Chip Chat this week are going to have to talk about cleaning an air conditioner vent, because I may have had an incident this weekend with mine.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we'll talk about that. So that's what you guys are going to find over on the bonus episode. Go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to sign up and get those. They are really, really fun. For right now, though, we have got to talk about Molly and her navy blue cotton dress. I am going to have Jaya read this first question, if you don't mind. Actually, maybe I should. I take it back. I'm going to have Matt read the first question.
Suck it, Jaya.
Because.
It's a competition.
Yeah. Because last week they read the only question. We only had one question.
Yeah.
And the second one is longer. And so I want Jaya to have to.
Oh. You're being so fair.
Forget how to read.
She's being fair, or she's choosing her favorite first.
Oh.
All right.
Are you sure you're not an only child?
I'm just the youngest, means I'm the most important. All right. Molly asks, I have a navy blue cotton dress that has white deodorant stains on it. I've tried everything I can think to get it off. Those little foamy dry sponge things, OxiClean, even the degrease stuff. parentheses, Lubrizol something?
I forgot talk the name. About that. I had to leave
it
that
looks
in.
Like golden syrup and smells like paint.
It really
does. Nothing has worked. I'm afraid to give it the dry cleaners for fear they'll make it worse, but if that's my only recourse, I am happy to do so. Can you help? Help! Thank you. Thank you.
I can help.
Thank you, Molly.
Why would dry cleaning make it worse?
I want to address that. It's not going to make it worse.
Okay.
And actually, like, let me just jump ahead to answer Molly's particular dilemma. I think that we can do some things before it has to go to the dry cleaner. But I also think at this point, Molly has tried so many things on her own. Yeah. She might as well just, like, dry cleaning a dress, like a navy cotton dress, is like a $5 proposition.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not that much, maybe seven, you know. I'm basing that on Manhattan prices, which have to be like among the highest in the country. So
yeah.
I don't know where Molly is. So I would say actually go to the dry cleaner. And
it's cheating, though.
It's not.
If I have a problem and it needs to be cleaned and it has the word cleaner in the name, I'm cheating to go there. So I write to my friend Jolie instead.
What kind of logic is that?
It's you know, well, she's no. At
it's
this
Socratic.
Point, I'm saying at this point, she's
pay
like,
attention.
She's with you know. She's like commit. No, she's like she gets a sunk cost.
Yeah.
At this point.
So well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm a believer in outsourcing when it makes sense for you to do so. And in Molly's case, the cost isn't going to be so prohibitive that it's. I mean, she's tried all this stuff. She's frustrated. She loves the stress. I've got other things she can try. I'm going to talk to you guys generally about all the stuff she already has tried for, like, situations where it will work. But, yeah, I think go ahead and take it to the dry cleaner. One thing to say about the dry cleaner, when you bring in something stained, you guys probably know this, but, like, some people might not know this, point out the stains to the dry cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
They'll flag them. They'll actually, like, they have little actual flags. It's like Ico. Ico has been on the brain because someone like 2 weeks ago stood behind me, got behind me in line at the Dollar Slice joint and started whistling Ico. And if you want to fuck someone's day up, Sam, did I just fuck you up?
I'm just raising my hand.
You don't know what Ico is?
There it is.
I'm not going to sing it.
Okay.
It's a song. If you heard
you
it, you'd be like.
You know the song.
How's it go?
It's been in movie. Are you going to sing it?
No, because I can't remember any of the. Because like, I know
the lyrics, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that.
All right, I'll look it up later.
Yeah, well, maybe on the bonus episode we'll play it. I don't want to get into like a right thing
sure.
on this. I'm nervous. I'm a nervous Nelly. Anyway, Molly, I would try the dry cleaner. Dry cleaner is not going to make it worse. They probably are going to fix the problem. Thing is, dry cleaning is very, very good on stains. It's not great on smells. Which that's another episode for another day too. Although, actually, if you are curious about that, I wrote an article recently for the New York Times about the science behind why vintage stores all smell the same and the clothes all smell the same. And it talks about why dry cleaning isn't as good on smells as it is on stains. So if you want to like go deep dive into that, you can go to the New York Times and find that article. But yeah, so let's talk about you guys, I'm very hot. I'm sorry. I'm not as articulate as I usually am. My brain is still melted and we're recording on a Monday, so I'm all screwed up. I want to actually just go through all of the different ways that I have for the removal of deodorant skid marks. And as I'm going through them, I'm going to suggest a few things that Molly might still want to try in addition to all of the stuff that she tried. The other thing I have to say before I get into all of this is that the product she was thinking of that she called Lubrizol, which is amazing and Joel-ish, and I want to steal it, is she's thinking of Lestoil. And indeed, it does look just like golden syrup and smell like paint. It does smell like turpentine. Like, it's really amazing.
Lubrizol is a better name.
Lubrizol is a much I mean, that's the thing. Name. I want my own private label Lestoil.
Called Lubrizol.
Called Jolie's Lubrizol. Like, that's the dream now, right? Okay, so let's go through. Yeah, okay. This is what you're going to do. You pull your favorite black t-shirt over your head. You get the white skid marks all the way down the side. And you're like, I look a mess when I leave the house. I don't want you looking a mess. So here's what you're going to do. First thing to try. And I realize this actually is like generally what I do in my own life. And it really does work. It seems too facile to actually work, but it works. A damp washcloth. Just rub it on the skid marks.
That's it.
Nope. Yeah.
That's a quick episode.
Yeah. Okay. So that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. No.
The word was water.
That really works. The thing is about when I say damp, I haven't said this on the show in so long. I do mean damp not wet. Yay, try to remember.
Damp not wet.
So what you want to do is you want to get the washcloth is the right size for this. That's why I say washcloth, but it can be any scrap of fabric. You want to get it wet, wring it out so that it's just damp and not dripping, so that it doesn't soak your clothes. And then you want to like rub pretty vigorously at the skid marks. Like that's really the thing. And actually,
vigorous rub.
Vigorous. actually, with most of the things that I'm going to talk about, most of these solutions that I have, really the thing is so much less the thing you're using and the fact that than the fact that you're just rubbing vigorously. So if you take nothing away from this episode,
just looking at you,
other than rub vigorously when you have deodorant skid marks.
Or anytime, really.
Just a good vigorous rubbing. Well, no. There are some times when you don't want a vigorous rubbing.
That's true.
This is true. sometimes you can abrade the fabric or chafe the skin. Okay. So the damp washcloth is kind of my go-to. And actually, you know what? I'll say part of the reason that it's sort of my go-to is that I usually have a damp washcloth like hanging around. Because I've just used one in the shower that I've like rinsed and wrung out to go toss in my hamper. And then I'm just like, oh, I'll just grab this and like, which maybe that's a gross that I just wash myself with it. And then I'm wearing the clothes are mine.
Yeah.
If it's in the shower, it then becomes the cleanest thing in the house. You've cleaned it in the shower.
False.
Nope. All right.
That's false.
Just an idea. There's no bad ideas in brainstorming, Jolene.
It's not the way that water works.
That's why you never need to clean a shower, right?
So you never clean a shower or your towels.
Or your towels. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The Tim Herrera. As it dries, it becomes disinfected. That was Tim's theory.
Amazing.
Yes. I was like, Tim, let me introduce you to a friend I like to call science. okay. So the next one is microfiber. Microfiber. So I have these microfiber sponges that Casabella makes, and I love them. I have like I always see them maybe the Casabella people won't like this, but I always see them at like TJ Maxx and Marshall's, and so I always just pick up like a new little package of three of them and like throw the old ones out. But so I've always got like a bunch of them around the house, and I found that those are also really great for getting off the deodorant. Sometimes I just use them dry. Sometimes like if the deodorant's a little stubborn, I'll get them a little bit damp and just rub. If you've got a microfiber cloth around, that's fine too. Like if you've got something around that you use to like clean your phone or your tablet or your laptop, like that will work too. Just nice. Like microfiber. Mm. Yeah. But again, it's really just the kind of like stiff rubbing. Yes, I said that on purpose. You know me well enough. Okay, next one. Adult bathroom wipes, baby wipes. Makeup removing wipes.
Makes sense.
Does make sense. Because, again, just a little bit damp, right? You can get a pretty good scrub on, right? I mean, if you use the adult bathroom wipes, I mean, those are like, that's like a skid mark on skid mark remediation going on.
Mm-hmm. Just general skid mark cleaner.
Yeah. And it's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right. I can use the skid mark wipes on skid marks. Yeah.
The ass that's on the top.
For, you know, my top ass.
What is the armpit if not the top ass?
It is. It's your genius.
Oh God.
Top ass.
Can we make this summer of top ass? Can we make top ass happen?
Like, I would like tank tops that say top ass? He's got arrows.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to my merch lady about that. Yes, indeed. Which also a good time to remind you guys that there's Ask a Clean Person merch. If you go to Etsy.com and you plug Ask a Clean Person into the search bar, it will take you right to Jackie's store, and you can check out the beautiful designs that I have, and I love them.
And watch out for top ass shirts.
Top ass will be coming.
Use the offer code top ass for 420% off your order.
Okay, so those will all work great. The one thing I would not super say to use, although in a pinch you certainly could, is I would stay away from like the Clorox wipes and the Lysol wipes and all of those. And here's the thing. They don't, despite the fact that Clorox wipes sound like they have bleach in them, they do not have bleach in them. So it's not that you're going to bleach your clothes out. It's just that, like, first of all, they're not damp. They're wet.
Yeah.
And
the
I have
enemy
a,
of damp.
I have a, it is the enemy of damp. And I have like a whole rant in me at some point about that on that topic. I'm sure everyone is thrilled.
on wetness. But, not,
I'm going to pitch it to the New Yorker. But yeah, it's just a lot of like, you know, household cleaning chemicals that maybe you don't want on your clothes. So I wouldn't necessarily use those unless you're in a wicked pinch. But honestly, like if you're in a wicked pinch, damp washcloth, right? That's easy enough. Okay. There are, because I know some of you are very into consumerism, and that's okay. No judgment here on Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. There are dedicated deodorant removing sponges that exist on the market. If you would like something that is like marketed to you for your skid mark needs, makes you feel better, that's fine. The problem with these is that almost all of them are pink, which is annoying if you hate pink or if you hate pink, I guess. Yeah. However, there's one that I know of that is black. So I'm going to tell you about that one first. Because I'm a lover and a giver. it's called Skid Out. Also, I'm not the only person, guess, apparently, yeah, who right. calls these
Skid Out. Wait a second. Are there any of these products called Skidaddle?
Oh, my God. We'll have to Google it.
We're starting our own line.
It's time for us to break into the top ass market.
It is. Ugh.
I mean, I've always wanted my own line of products.
All right.
So we've got
Lubrisol, we got Skidaddle under the top ass line of products.
Top ass by Jolie Care.
It's a gauzy shot with like a curtain in front of you.
Top ass.
Fun fact about Skid Out also works on dog drool.
Whoa.
Who knew?
I Jolie Care knew.
Yeah, you did.
That's a good question.
Okay, another one that you'll find commonly, and I promise that you two have seen these everywhere because they carry them at the Duane Reade, is the Hollywood brand, which is that like pink and black packaging with the kind of like 40s pinup lady logo.
Oh, yeah.
And they make like the fashion tape and like the like nipple covers.
I have those nipple covers.
Who doesn't? Who among us? Who among us? So yeah, they make a deodorant skid mark sponge also, but that's pink. It's pink. So, okay. All right. A few more weird ones. Nylons. Just got a pair of old hose lying around.
We're right here.
You know, like mangina. You got a pair of manginas lying around.
Walk up the stairs and just get insulted.
And the thing is, the nylons and the deodorant sponge and this next one, which is the foam covers that come on dry cleaner hangers. You know those?
Oh yeah,
those
yeah.
Little, the weird like, little like what's that for?
Yeah,
that thing.
Yeah. Well, it's for removing deodorant skid mark. It's not really for that, but it works for that. And the thing is that The science behind the sponge, the nylons, and the foam is basically all kind of the same theory that you've just got something that will, like, again, basically, like, rub up against the surface and create enough agitation and friction to lift the deodorant right off. All right. So those are my little, like, tricks for removing stuff. Now, the thing is, let's go back to Molly here. What I think has happened is that she's got deodorant. I don't think she has skid marks. I think she has deodorant buildup going on. I'm a little surprised that she said she used OxyClean. It sounds like she probably did like the Jolie Care Long Soak, and I'm a little surprised that didn't work. What I think may have happened is that she needed to, again, add some like agitation to the party
and maybe get in there with like a laundry brush. And you know, I say this all the time. My laundry brush is just a nail brush that I bought at the Duane Reade. I'm doing, by the way, the nail brush. I'm waving my nail brush, my charade nail brush in the air. So yeah, I think probably she just like needed to get in there and kind of like basically scrape off the deodorant because it will stick. And then I want to, before we kick to break and talk about this like cool reader tip that we got, I want to say this one last thing that I've discovered in my own life. So I kind of go back and forth between hand washing my sports bras. You know, I hand wash my bra bras. And I definitely owe you guys a bra episode. I think I'm going to do one in August. Maybe that'll be my birthday episode if I don't take that off. Sorry. Just doing a little show planning on a hot mic. Who doesn't love that? So I go back and forth between machine washing my sports bras and hand washing my sports bras. And I actually have to say that I find that hand washing them does a much, much better, to my surprise, because there's less agitation in a hand washing situation. Hand washing does a much, much, much better job of getting the deodorant stains off of my sports bras than machine washing does. And a lot of times the sports bras come out with still like the deodorant skid marks all over them. And here's the thing that gets through. You guys are going to kill me for this one because it's so you're not going to believe that it works, but I'm really promising that I do this all the time.
Oh, no.
Just rub the fabric against itself and the deodorant marks literally go away. Like after the bra is dried.
Where does it go?
I don't know. Beyond the wall.
It's wild.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. And so that's why I think that what Molly needs to do is I think she just needs to like get in there and scrub. I don't think it's so much a problem of the product she's using as the technique she's using, but also the dry cleaner is a perfectly fine option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want her to feel good about taking that option.
Yeah.
I want you guys to feel good about all options in life. Life is hard enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a good time for us to take a quick break.
Very sage.
Matt Jai and I will be right back with more about your deodorant woes. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Jaya Saxena and Matt Lubchansky. We've been talking about deodorant woes.
So
do you feel like you've learned
I've
things?
I've learned a lot.
I've learned a lot about where the top ass is.
Jaya.
Just this is an anatomy lesson.
I'm not it always thoughts. Is. It's just the word top ass running through my head.
And now I'm picturing a top ass like running. Mm-hmm. I have a mental image of a top ass.
Of a top ass.
Yeah. It's like a muffin top, but ass.
Mm.
All right, Jaya, do you want to still know how to read?
Who knows at this point?
It's a little on the long side.
I'm a little dehydrated. It's just...
I have confidence in you. I'm going to sip my LaCroix.
Okay. Hello, Jolie. Thank you very kindly for doing the Clean Lord's work with your columns, CleanCast, and Twitter. I especially wanted to thank you for suggestions related to deodorant issues with shirts. Would have never thought to go antiperspirant free, but not only did it help with my tees, it also eliminated my ingrown hair issues. However, I needed something else for another member of the household. I clicked something.
Technical difficulties.
It was like... It was going dark for a second, and I tried to click on it to make it light again.
There you go.
I needed something else for another member of the household. Years of washed and dried waxy buildup had rendered underarm areas the texture of oilcloth, stiff, crusty, and still discolored after laundering. The usual suspects had failed me. Oxygenated bleach, borax, Dawn dish detergent, white vinegar, crud cutter, commercial pre-treatment spray products, and vigorous scrubbing and or long soak combined with each of the above. I can't recall how I found this. If via Clean Person, thank you so much. If not, you may be interested. This has helped tremendously and affordably in a way nothing else has. And the formula is 50% lime away, 40% water, 10% liquid laundry detergent. I use Free and Clear Style from whatever brand is on sale. Mix up a big batch, about 2 cups, put in a spray bottle, and spritz the interior underarm as soon as possible. Caution, this is not one to hang on the bathroom hamper. It has a strong smell. Oh, I went away again.
So what we...
I can read. I just can't work a tablet.
I can read, but cannot work a tablet.
It is a strong smell and overspray stings my skin. Wash after using. I do a quick wash in plain water with no added soap, followed by a regular wash with detergent and white vinegar as fabric softener and machine dry. I got it. Nothing else happened.
Let's give Ty a round of applause for making it through that one. Thank you.
That's very helpful. I was about to bring up a very similar problem that I used to get all the time when I was a teenager. That happened to a bunch of my t-shirts.
What, the crusty?
The weird thing that would happen.
I feel it still also happens to some pillowcases.
Really?
That I feel like it has a similar thing, because like if you sweat when you sleep, and in terms of like an oily feeling thing in there, it might be different.
Let me tell you the science. It has to be different, because I'll tell you the science behind why this happens. It's actually not your sweat. And again, I owe you guys a whole separate pit scene episode, because it really is. It's a longer discussion. I want to definitely touch on something that Donna said about switching away from antiperspirant. So don't let me forget to say that, because it's all tied into this. So the thing is, and there's actually, so my most recent thing from the New York Times was about summer stains. If you guys remember Tim Herrera, when he was here for his co-hosting residency, we bookended his residency with Summer Stains Part 1 and 2. Those episodes were based on this article that I wrote that just came out in the Times. So if you want to go and have like the written version of it for reference, this was all planned, very much so. Jaya and Matt's residency, not so
less
much
planned.
No, I mean, it was planned. It was planned to just be insane.
Yeah.
Yes. Was basically the top. I was like,
top ass.
I was like, I'm going to pick the top assiest topics I can top ass find. Okay. So I touched on this thing, in the Summer Stains piece for the Time. I didn't go into all of it because it was like a blurby piece. And not fully dedicated just to one subject, but basically what happens with, what we sort of collectively refer to as deodorant, are they're actually two different, they're not products. I don't know what the term for it is, but there are two different things. Technical term, Jolie. There's deodorant, which nukes the smell, and there's antiperspirant that nukes the sweat. It's the antiperspirant that has the concentration of aluminum in it. And the aluminum is what causes those yellow stains. It's not actually your sweat. You would have to produce like an extraordinary amount of sweat to actually produce like a legit yellow sweat stain. It's the reason that your sheets get yellow sweat stains, because you are on them and in them for a prolonged period of time, generally sweating, if you're doing it right.
Nice.
Thank you. But like with your shirts and stuff, those yellow pit stains aren't really being caused by this, but they're being caused by the chemical reaction of the sweat combined with the aluminum combined with the fibers of the shirt. That's also where that crustiness comes from. And I have to say, like, this is kind of a funny, like, how the sausage gets made thing, right? When I write for any other place, I just say crustiness, but like, I can't say that in the New York Times. And I wrote crustiness, and I was like, okay, I got to edit this. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And I sat like agonizing over, I was like, how do I describe it? If it's not crustiness, it's crustiness. Like, that's the word.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I'm just going to have to go tell my editor at the New York Times, like, no,
crustiness,
sorry.
Crustiness
is the word. And then I was like, aha, cardboard-like texture. I was so proud of myself for being a grown up.
And the Times, they make you write Mr. Crustiness.
they quoted me in another article about cleaning a laptop, and they repeatedly referred to me as Ms. Care. And I was like, I can't decide who giggled harder at the repeated references to Ms. Care.
Yeah, that's.
So anyway, so there's like a little bit of the science behind it, which leads me into just making a little note. And I really promise that when we do a full pit stain episode, I'll go way more into this. But a little note on something that Donna said, that she switched away from using an antiperspirant to a deodorant only. And that's made a huge difference for her. It does feel like a very, very dicey proposition to part ways with that antiperspirant and possibly to have damp top ass, you know? I mean, the only thing I can think of that's worse than damp top ass is damp bottom ass. Like, damp ass ass.
Standard ass.
Standard ass, yeah. You have to give me the nomenclature for that. This is your baby. Mm-hmm. So you tell me what the terminology is. But actually, a lot of people who switch away from antiperspirants into only deodorants report back, and I'm not saying a lot, like I'm not making this up, a lot of people have told me this, that actually they feel drier without the antiperspirant. And it's also interesting to know, and I've heard that mostly from men, it's interesting to know from Donna that she also noted that she wasn't getting ingrown hairs.
Yeah.
And of course, that wouldn't be a thing that men would note for me, because most men aren't shaving their armpits and then putting on their deodorant, whereas most women are, at least if we're in the U.S.
Yeah.
Most men are not, most women are. So so I think that that's a very interesting thing, and just like a little interesting thing to note about the difference between deodorant and antiperspirant and why that chemical reaction happens the way it does. The pillow thing, I don't know what's going on with your pillows, girl. I actually wonder if that may be drool.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings us back to the crusty teethers. That we were
crusty
talking about
teethers.
Right before we started recording. You guys, I opened my Google Docs and I was like, ah, isn't it nice to open Google Docs and see the first document in there is entitled Crusty Teethers? Anyway.
Cardboard-like texture teethers.
No, instead, this wasn't for the time, so I could say crusty. Okay, so I want to say a few things about this. I want to reiterate something that Donna said, because I just want to make sure everyone really, really gets it, because it is important. Do not leave this solution on the fabric too long. This is really a spray it on, do a like rubbing the fabric against itself to work the product in, and then we're all doing charades now. And then, you know, rinse and then launder as quickly as possible. Don't leave this on. That's the kind of mixture that can eat holes in your clothes, which is also why it works. It's why it works. But don't leave it on for a prolonged period of time. And also, as Donna said, it smells. So, you know, you want to just be very aware of when you're using it. Really use it truly as a pre-treat, immediately pre-doing the laundry kind of thing. As I thought about this mixture, it occurred to me that it actually makes perfect sense to me that Lime Away would work on these kinds of stains. And here's what I'm going to hit you with a little science. Mm-hmm. I believe that the reason that it works is that it's attacking the aluminum, which is a mineral. And Lime Away and CLR, any one of those products, they're designed to dissolve minerals and mineral deposits. And so I think that that's why the science is working. And if you think about a product like CLR, and CLR and Lime Away are basically the same product. CLR is just marketed for calcium, lime, and rust, whereas Lime Away is marketed for lime specifically. If you think about the rust part of CLR, and you think about the thing I've talked about on the show before, where there's a product made by Carbona, one of their stain devils, number 9, is a stain devil solution for rust and perspiration. And I couldn't figure out why the same formula worked on both stains, because rust and perspiration are not chemically similar. I asked the Carbona people, and I've told this story on the show before, but I'm going to like reiterate it for people who haven't heard it. I asked the Carbona people, because I was like, this doesn't make sense to me. They're not chemically similar. And they were like, oh, well, you're right that rust and perspiration aren't, but actually the stain that that's meant to treat is the aluminum in deodorant The reason we call it perspiration is because people think of quote unquote pit stains as sweat stains when actually they're from the aluminum. And I was like, oh, well, I knew that. Like, this is like, but this truth in advertising, you guys, like, it's not perspiration. It's aluminum and rust. Like, but anyway, but I mean, obviously also it does make sense that they market it that way because that is how consumers think. So it's good for the consumers. But really, that's the same idea behind why that Stain Devil formula is designed for aluminum and rust. And when you're talking again about minerals and rust and CLR and you extrapolate it, this is just how my brain, like, this is how I figure. People ask all the time, they're like, how do you know this stuff? And I'm like, well, I think about it. And I make connections. Like a beautiful mind, but maybe not so beautiful. Maybe a little bit troubled. Right?
Yeah.
The
type of mind that comes up with top ass.
It's a troubled mind.
It's you in the shed, but instead of like equations and string, it's like sponges stuck to the wall.
Yes, that's exactly it. So anyway, on that disturbing a note, that this is actually it for the episode. We are perfect. So I put
you and Jai are imaginary.
I put a timer on you guys because you know
our old hoes over here.
Yeah, two old hoes. So you guys know I'm trying to do this thing where I mean, look, we bantered, we answered two questions.
Yeah.
Like we got science in here, we got tap ass. Like,
but coined a couple of words.
Yeah, but I'm doing this thing where I'm trying to tighten the episodes up. The idea was to try to keep them to 30, 35 minutes. I was really struggling with that. They were coming out like 40 minutes was where I was. But today I put a timer on myself. I put a stopwatch off and we are at 35:30 right now.
Yay.
So on that note, yay for Jolie.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, the sweatiest podcast, the assiest podcast, the top assiest podcast in all the lands and all the seas. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson, where you can listen to Chip Chat. As a reminder, we're doing Canada Chips today. We're very excited. Over there, you can select one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to my listeners for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.